You're listening to the Live, Love, Engage podcast. On this episode, we'll hear from an expert who helps people tap into the innate spiritual and self-healing gifts that we all possess. Stay tuned. I am Gloria Grace Rand, founder of The Love Method and author of the number one Amazon bestseller, Live, Love, Engage, How to Stop Doubting Yourself and Start Being Yourself. In this podcast, we share practical advice from a spiritual perspective on how to live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically so you can create a life and business with more impact, influence, and income. Welcome to Live, Love, Engage. Namaste and welcome to another edition of Live, Love, Engage. I am Gloria Grace Rand, and I am joined today by a lovely woman who goes by the name of Rhonda Harris Chowdhury. And I want to welcome her first off to Live, Love, Engage.
Thank you. I'm so pleased to be here. Thank you so much.
Well, I am looking forward to our discussion today because let me tell you a little bit about this woman. She is quite the multi-talented, spiritual, amazing person. So first off, she is an author of a book called You Are Not Broken, How to Retrain Your Brain, Clean Up Your Energy, and Use Emotional Shape-Shifting to Raise Your Vibration and Manifest Your Desires with Special Attention to Empaths and Sensitive People. And I can call myself that. So I really need to read this book, I think. She's also a professional psychic and empath, spiritual counselor, artist, musician, and healer. I might ask you about that. And her mission is to empower everyone by teaching them about their innate spiritual and self-healing gifts and their innate power to manifest their dreams. And I love all of that. So tell me first, I thought a good way to get started today would be that, you know, because I know we do all have these abilities, and but we don't necessarily are aware of them sometimes, or they've sort of been drummed out of us, you know, intuition and things like that. So how and when did you discover that you were a psychic and an empath, and then even how you, why you even started to use these gifts professionally?
Okay, well, going back to when I was a child, you know, I would see things or sense things, and I would tell my parents, and they, you know, they'd pat me on the head and say, oh, you're just imagining things and stuff like that. But it really came into the fore when I was 14. My mother had just started having all kinds of health problems. She had first started with her heart, and then they discovered she had brain tumors. Oh, and it was the brain tumor. She had started having seizures, and they didn't, you know, it took them a while to figure out what it was. And my abilities really came in because I knew when she would have a seizure, and I would beg her not to go out. Please don't go out. You're going to have a seizure today. And of course, she'd go out anyway, and then she'd have a seizure. And then they actually started listening to me. I think I just sort of fine-tuned it because I became my mother's caregiver at that time. You know, she had a daycare center, and my dad was a New York City teacher, but his insurance only covered like 80% of neurosurgeons, brain specialists, heart specialists. He was working three jobs. Oh my. And so I had to raise my little sister, who was 8 years younger than me, care for my mom, and get myself through junior high and high school. Mm-hmm. And so I think because I had to be so hypervigilant about taking care of everyone, that really impacted my abilities to be super duper sensitive. Mm-hmm. I really do think that had a lot to do with developing it. But I do believe that we are all born this way. I believe we're all born empaths because our first language, when you think about it, is not the spoken language. That's it's emotions. Right. You know, a little child may not be able to understand the spoken word, but that child knows when mommy's up. And the same way a baby can't articulate what's hurting them or what's wrong. The mom knows something's wrong with my baby. Let me go over here, because they are communicating through emotions and through their empathy. But then as we start to speak the spoken word and reading it, that kind of goes away, because now the emphasis is on learning how to speak, learning how to read, learning how to do these outside things. Mm. And then our innate abilities that we were born with kind of goes by the wayside. And that's how I think people kind of lose it a little bit.
Yeah. You know, it's funny that you mentioned that, because it's absolutely true. And we don't really think about it. And I think it is because we start concentrating so much on, you know, teaching our kids to learn, teaching them how to read and you know, and then numbers and learning our colors and things, and yes, then getting them into school. And it's so important for them to do well. But yeah, absolutely. We're so tuned in, and those first, you know, year or so emotionally, and that there needs to be a way for us to be able to start keeping that, you know, to be able to retrain it. Definitely, yes, is important to learn language, but let's not lose it. The other
absolutely
abilities.
Let's develop that with it. Children can learn a whole lot when they're little. There's no reason why we have to cut that part out of it, because even in the future, you know, little kids know who to trust and who not to trust. They'll mm-hmm. look at somebody with a fish eye, even though they're the parent's friend, but the kid will be looking at them like, because mm-hmm. they know something is wrong. And if we were to develop that, how many people would know not to get involved with a certain person in a romantic relationship or a business or whatever it is, that, you know, let's stay away because your intuition is saying, you know, get away from that person. It's very helpful to have that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, certainly as an adult, it's absolutely crucial to be able to have those and to be able to know when you're walking into a situation or even maybe meeting with a potential employer or if you're a business owner with a, you know, talking to a potential client, and then you might be not only just listening to them or, you know, what they're saying, but maybe picking up on that underlying energy, like, maybe this isn't a person I want to take on as a client, you know?
Exactly. That can come really, really in handy when you become older to understand and pay attention. Because a lot of us, we still keep our intuition, but we've been taught to ignore it.
Right.
You know, just stick with the facts. You're just imagining things, or maybe it's not, maybe it's going to happen. But how many times, and I always tell people like who say, I'm not psychic, and I say to them, how many times has your gut told you not to do something mm-hmm. and you did it anyway?
Oh,
and
yeah.
you paid the consequences? Mm-hmm. And how many times did they tell you to do something and you didn't do it? And your psychic abilities are working. We just have to acknowledge and honor them.
Yeah,
and pay
absolutely.
Attention.
Yeah. Yeah. I wrote about that in my book, in fact, too, because so many times that it would, as I say, bite me in the butt, you know, when I didn't listen,
It's the truth. And so, it's the truth. Yeah. Me too.
Yeah, absolutely. So how did you start? When did you actually then decide that, okay, you know, I've got these abilities, but, you know, sure, I can maybe go to college and go into business or work for somebody. What prompted you to actually, you know, go down the path that you're on right now?
Okay, well, actually, what I always wanted to be a psychic healer, you know, work with crystals and things like that. My mom was very good with herbalism. That's where I started. I think I got it. She would make all of our remedies and things, and she taught me how to chop the herbs and put them in these little capsules and things like that. And then I took some Reiki training in the 80s. And I did want to do this for a living, but my parents, you know, back in the olden days, they're like, you need a steady paycheck.
Right.
Civil service test. Go do, you know, go work at the post office or whatever it is. So I was like, okay. So I went into banking instead of doing what I really wanted to do. And there was also a religious connotation, because I was raised in the church. And I actually ended up when I was an adult, I ended up in a very conservative church with my fiance at the time. He started going first, and I was wondering, I thought he was going because there was a girl there. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to go too and see what, you know, what girls, you know, you're talking to. And so I went there, and I ended up becoming a member, and he became a part-time minister there. Mm-hmm. Well, what happened was, you know, being raised in the church and having these abilities, you're taught that that's wrong and it's evil. And mm-hmm. So, you know, I didn't feel good about myself. I thought really there was something wrong with me. Well, what happened was that fiance, to make a long story short, became very abusive and manipulative. He was a classic narcissist, but you don't know that. I was 17 when I got involved with him. And so anyway, he became very abusive and he physically attacked me. And then he went and told the church, who believed him because he was a minister, that I was this tart who was just sleeping around. I was this horrible person. And the church shunned me. Aww. Nobody believed me. And so I was like, well, if that's the way you're going to be, then I'm just going to go ahead and be who I am and I don't care anymore. So they actually did me a favor. Yeah. So I was taking Reiki training and learning as much as I could. You know, we didn't have computers back then. Today's generation's lucky. Yeah. They can go on Amazon. We didn't have any of that.
That's right.
And, you know, working in the banking industry. Well, I think it was 2008 or 9, the real estate industry crashed. That was one of the great recessions, and I could not get a job. You know, I could get temp jobs. It wasn't paying enough. I sold my jewelry. I sold everything. And I was literally 30 days from homelessness when I said to the universe, "What do you want me to do? Obviously, you want me to do something. You don't want me going back in the banking. What do you have? What would you have me do?" And so I said, "Well, I'm a psychic. I'm going to be a psychic." And so I started out, you know, doing tea leaf readings and building up my practice. I had help. The universe sent me to people who helped me and got me jobs. And this is what I truly love to do, is to teach other people that if you're going through the nightmare that I went through, because during that time, in a 6-month period, I lost my husband unexpectedly to cancer. A month later, found out I had a 20-pound uterine tumor of my own.
Oh my God.
That I did not know was there, because it grew inward and knocked my organs out of the way. I went to the doctor with a stomach ache and found out that I had this massive tumor, which I also took as a lesson from the universe and as an empath, that I've been so caregiving to everyone else, I completely ignored myself. And so that was a big lesson. I survived it. And then 6 months later, the crash came and I was out of a job. And so I did feel broken and I did feel, what am I going to do? And, you know, staying calm and using my abilities, I pulled myself out of that abyss. And I want to teach other people that they don't have to live in an abyss of fear, because it's fear that will immobilize you. And so to lower the anxieties, focus, and go for your dreams. And you can do it. You can do it. You can surmount anything. You can.
Awesome. Sorry for all of the stuff you went through. And it is interesting, because I think there's definitely one of the lessons I take from that is that everything does happen in divine timing and for a reason. And, you know, like you said, when you were dealing with, now I don't even remember the bank, but some of those things, it was like, yeah, it needed to be. That's what you needed to do. So you just sort of touched on something that I wanted to talk about, because I know one of the things you talk about when you're teaching people is how to go from like a crisis to a calm in 30 seconds or less, which is pretty freaking remarkable. So you think about it, because, you know, when you're involved in something and you're like all stressed out, you're like, you know, how am I ever going to feel better? So to be able to do it that quickly is amazing and inspiring. And so I'd love to know a little bit about that and how you came up with that and how we can do that.
Absolutely. A lot of the information that I get to download, they're all spirit led. And so in some things I remember from past lifetimes, but mostly I believe that the divine comes through me so I can teach other people things. But first I have to be the guinea pig. I don't mind being a guinea pig if it works. It's okay. And so one day I was just all over the place. I have attention deficit disorder anyway. And so my mind's here and my mind's there. I'm like, well, what about this? And what about that? And what about my business? What about, what about, what about? And I said, you know what? I am scattered in all over the place. And now I'm like this. I need to bring myself back home, back together. And so the universe literally told me, and you can do this with me and see if it works, is you take your fingers and you make an L with your fingers. And then you literally just put them on the top of your head like this. You want to try this with me? Okay, so there you go. So now you're going to pull yourself together. You're going to bring it to the center and just come down the center of the body and just repeat balance. So pull it together. So we'll go like this. Pull it together, center. Come down the center of your body and repeat balance. Balance, balance. And you're just going straight down the center. Balance, balance with your fingers touching your skin. Balance, balance, balance to the end of the groin. Balance, 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 and balance. And then just sit for 1 second. And there. Can you feel your energy come back together?
Mm-hmm. That's powerful. And so easy.
And it takes a second. And sometimes I have to do that 10 times a day just to keep, you know, if it's one of those days that's like this. But if I am calm and focused and pulling all of my scattered energies back, then I can focus on what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I love that. How could someone maybe that wants to do that, do you think they could get it wrong possibly or not, or is it, you know?
No, I don't believe that you can, because it's also not only are you physically engaging, because some people need that physical touch. Some people are very tactile. Mm-hmm. Some people are just intentions where even if they just imagine their energies coming into center, balance, balance, balance. You know, whatever is your learning style, it will work for you. Mm. So you really can't get it wrong, because a lot of it is based on intention.
I like that. Yeah. Talk a little bit about intention. How important is having intention? Because I've learned that from other coaches and things that I've worked with who talk about it, but I don't know that we've talked about it too much on the show. So what is the importance of intention, and even what do you mean by that?
Okay, so intention is, what is it that you are trying, what goal are you trying to reach? So, you know, it might be my intention to send energy to California to clean up that oil spill that they had. You send energy because your mom is sick or whatever. What is your intention of what it is you're trying to do for other people, but also for yourself? And what you want to do is, when you're thinking about that, is to be specific. So for example, people will come to me and say, you know, I wish I had a partner. I really wish, you know, I had a partner. And I was like, okay, well, what are you looking for in a partner? Well, you know, I just want a nice person. Okay, you know, you don't just want a nice person.
That's true. You need to be a little more specific than that.
A little bit more specific than that, because they could be nice, but they could have 50 children and 5,000 baby mamas and be horribly in debt or whatever it is. And so don't just say, oh, I just want someone who's nice. Be specific and don't hold back nothing. What are their politics? What's their sense of humor? How tall are they? What color is their hair? What kind of job do they have? You know, do they resonate harmoniously with you? And so when you set your intentions, you have to be specific. And then also you have to figure out what is the proper intention. Because one of the things that people will say is, I want a better job. You know, I need to make more money. I want a better job. Okay, so then the question is, do you have the credentials to get a better job? No. Then what you really need is to go back to school, right? Yeah. Okay. Do you have the money to go back to school? No. Okay. So then what you really need is money so that you can go to school, so that you can get the credentials, so that you can get the better job. You create a ladder of intentions. Mm-hmm. So people will jump at the top, but they forget the steps. So you have to break it down. What do I need to get this? Well, what do I need to get this? Well, what do I need? The base level. And that is what your intention should be.
I like that. That's a good way of explaining it, because that's true. And I think that's why sometimes people, you know, they give like the law of attraction a bad rap, saying, oh, well, it doesn't work. Well, yeah, you're not, the law of attraction doesn't mean you're just supposed to sit and meditate and just, you know, wish for, you know, bars of gold to appear in your office. You have to do something. You have to go out and do something. Yeah.
Take action. And one of the things, I think one of the biggest reasons people have a problem with the law of attraction is even if they do, you know, they sit and they break it down, okay, these are my intentions. What's more important than your intentions are what are your core expectations? Mm. Because it can be my intention to go out and make a mark on the world and have all this money. But if I've had a crappy life and that my life script has been disappointment, so my core expectation might be, well, it's not going to work anyway. Mm-hmm. Everything yeah. else I've tried doesn't work. I mean, I'm going to give it a shot, give it the old college try. Mm-hmm. But if my core expectation is failure, mm-hmm. then that's going to nullify yeah. whatever manifestation work that I'm doing. So people really need to take a look at what is your core expectation.
Mm. Is that something that you help people with when you're working with them?
Yes, because they need to recognize, you know, it goes beyond sending the energy out and the intention out. We got to start on a soul level, mm. you know, and if you go over your life script, let's say you grew up very poor and you have a poverty, subconscious or conscious mentality. If your core expectation is to struggle financially because that's what you've done, it won't make a difference. All your intention work will go right out. You have to harmonize your expectations with your intentions, which you can do very easily. Yeah. I'm very into harmonizing. And you can say, I'm harmonizing my expectations and my intentions so that they manifest for me money or a boyfriend or a girlfriend, whatever it is that you want. Harmonize both of them, because people don't realize, Gloria, that there is a constant war raging inside of us. Mm. Our intuition will fight the logic. The two of them do not get along.
That's true.
Your heart will fight your mind. Your mind can say, you know what, that guy is bad news. I'm going to break up with him. He's just terrible. He's emotionally unavailable, blah, 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 blah. And your heart will say, oh, but we love him. We can give him another chance. Let's not give up on him yet. No, we're going to go ahead and keep the relationship going. And usually the heart wins. Mm-hmm. Even though the mind is screeching, oh, the heart's like, yeah, no, it's okay. We're going to go ahead and do this. So we have to harmonize ourselves to stop the battle that's constantly going on within us.
Mm. I like the term harmonize, because, you know, I mean, so often you hear people talk about trying to put everything in balance, which doesn't necessarily work, especially if, you know, if you have two things you can put in balance, but if you've got, you know, six things, it's not going to work. But harmony, I like that better. And I wonder if that's your musician side of yourself coming out, dealing with that at all.
It actually could have a lot to do with that, because my dad was also a music teacher. Ah. And so we all had to sing and play instruments and be in the band in school and stuff like that. But music is harmony, harmonizing all of these different instruments, mm-hmm. and it comes together.
Yeah.
A beautiful work of art. And so I've been thinking about how we do have wars raging inside of us. And so I harmonize myself mm-hmm. every day. I can give you a really quickie thing for you and your audience.
Oh, yeah.
To harmonize and stop like mind chatter, because our minds will just never shut up and keep mm-hmm. going.
I know.
And so what we do is we harmonize the right side and the left sides of our mind. So it's mm-hmm. very quick. And so what you do, the right side of your mind rules the left side of the body, and the left side rules the right side. Okay. Right. And so what you do is you just for a moment close your eyes and imagine that the right side of your mind is filled with beautiful moonlight. Just this beautiful moonlight. If you can't see it, then just feel it. Beautiful moonlight. And the left side of your mind is filled with beautiful sunlight. If you can't see it, it's warm, beautiful sunlight. So the left side is sunlight and the right side is moonlight. Now just repeat after me. The left side of my mind.
The left side of my mind
loves, honors, and cherishes.
Loves, honors, and cherishes.
The right side of my mind.
The right side of my mind.
And the right side of my mind.
And the right side of my mind.
Loves, honors, and cherishes.
Loves, honors, and cherishes.
The left side of my mind.
The left side of my mind.
And both work in divine balance and harmony.
And both work in divine balance and harmony.
For my well-being.
For my well-being.
My peace.
My peace.
And my protection.
And my protection.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sit for a sec. There, does that quiet it down up there a little bit?
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah. So being in harmony can really help you to stay calm and focused, because that is the trick, is to not allow the crisis energy to take over. I believe that fear is a hex. Mm. It immobilizes you, literally.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we can stay calm and keep our anxiety levels low, then we can focus and see our way out of a situation, as opposed to being so caught up that you just can't see your way out.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you. Boy, you've given us two great exercises today. I love it. Thank you so much. And I appreciate it. What do you wish that you had known when you started out on, you know, on this adventure that you're on that we call life?
Oh, boy. I wish that I had known that all of the trials that I went through were basically a test and designed to make me stronger. Because of all the things that I have been through, I can honestly say they have made me a very strong and resilient person, a person who will survive and not give up. It has taught me to do that. And also I recognize, and I want to say this to people, because a lot of people will say, you know, my life has just been awful. I've had this happen and that happen. And no matter what I do, things just get worse and worse and worse. And so what I tell people with that is that means that you are an extremely high level spiritual person. Because when you think about it, this is a learning space here. This is a training ground.
Right.
It's beautiful earth, you know, and our souls are encased in what I call, these are spacesuits that were available. You know, you got the suit that was available when you were online. These are us, so we can breathe the air. But it's really all about the evolution of our souls. And so if you think about going from nursery school through, you know, kindergarten, elementary school, and the middle and high and college, every time you graduate to another level, that it gets harder and harder and harder. The lessons don't get easier.
The more
you're learning, the harder the lessons get. So if you are going through all kinds of struggles and hardships, it's because you are such a high level spiritual being that you've made it this far, and the universe is saying, okay, we've taught you all this stuff throughout your lifetimes. Let's see what you can do.
Yeah. But sometimes don't you want to say, like, okay, I get it already, though?
Yes, absolutely.
Just take a break.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I said, like, dude, come on, you know. But I've always said, you know what? I know the type of person that I am. So I know when I agreed to this, I said, you know what? Just give me everything so I can get it over with at once. Just load me up because I just want to get it over with. And they're like, okay.
And then what comes to mind is the thing that my mother used to say, be careful what you wish for, because it might happen.
That's exactly right, which is why for my next lifetime, I'm negotiating for a vacation lifetime. I'm going to be able to eat chocolate and never gain an ounce. I'm going to have men who fan me and feed me grapes on my very own island. And I'm just going to be able to do what I've earned it. I want a vacation lifetime.
Well, you know what? It's interesting you said that, though, because I listened to, how I originally got into meditation was through a program called Centerpoint, and it was using a technology called Holosync. And Bill Harris was the person who founded that. And I remember him talking, though, on a lecture that if you think about it, though, if that is the life that you envision, you know, that you would have, and eventually, though, even having everything you want and having people fan you, eventually it's going to get boring and you're going to want to do something else. You're going to want some other challenge. So, but I agree. It would be nice to have like at least a little vacation for a while.
Just yeah. Challenge. Oh, I'll find something to do, but I at least like to try it.
Yeah, exactly. That's true.
Try it anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. Is there anything that I should have asked today that I haven't yet? Is there anything else that you think would be important to share with our listeners and viewers on YouTube?
I think one of the most important things for people, especially when they're going through a rough time, and even though hopefully, the pandemic is lifting and we'll get back to some semblance of normalcy, there's still a lot of people that are suffering and scared and nervous and they don't know what to do. And to those people, what I want to do is teach you, this can kind of bring in the emotional shape-shifting part of it, is I want you to go back into your memory banks when you overcame a challenge. I don't care if it was you overcame your fear to get on the Little League baseball game and you hit your first home run or whatever it was. If it, whatever it is, go back in your memory banks over things that you have overcome, challenges you have overcome, and flood yourself with the memory of what it felt like to be victorious over your challenges. That is the emotional platform, because our emotional platforms that we launch from every day makes a big difference in how our day is going to go. And if you're launching from an emotional platform of fear or anxiety or depression, then that's what you're going to be swimming in all day.
Yeah.
But even if you're going through the worst of times, remind yourself of when you overcame something hard, because that's where your subconscious will remember, oh yeah, we overcame these other things, you know, so we'll overcome this too. It'll remind you of how strong and resilient you are. Think of what you've overcome in life. Everything else will be a piece of cake when you think of what you've already overcome. Pull on that energy, pull on that memory, pull on that emotion that you were victorious and you will be victorious again. And then you can start your day ready to embrace victory.
Yeah, I love that, because it is true. We have all gone through stuff in our lives.
Absolutely.
And when we're in the thick of something new, we do tend to just focus all of our energy on that. But if we can maybe use some of the techniques you've shared with us today, at least to kind of get centered, then we can say, oh yeah, what else did Rhonda say? Oh yeah, that's right. Let me remember something else that I got through, so that I can say, okay, I survived. I should be able to survive this too.
Absolutely. When you think about it, because we've all overcome stuff. And the other thing is, take the crisis part out of it. Whatever you're going through is a situation. Situations can be handled. Just, it's a situation and you'll be all right.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah. It's the language that we give it, gives it power. And if we can modify that language, soften it, then we take away some of that power. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I have really enjoyed our conversation, and I'm sure that there are some folks out there that are going to want to connect with you, because they really love you as much as I do and want to learn more and see what else you're up to in the world. So where's the best place for someone to connect with you?
If you want to go to my website, okay, so I have to tell you guys, when I made my website years ago, it seemed like a really good idea to call it healinghannahgoddess.com, which is really long. So I have a redirect. If you just put in goddessrhonda.com, it will go to my website. Or just put my name in, Rhonda Harris Chowdhury, and YouTube, Instagram, all Facebook, and then you will find me.
All right.
And I do have some good tutorials on my YouTube channel. So put Rhonda Harris Chowdhury or Goddess Rhonda and my YouTube will come up.
All right, perfect. Well, Goddess Rhonda is shorter and sweeter. So that's a good title. I like that one.
Thank you. Excellent. Well, I realized at one point in my life that I am responsible for what goes on. I create it. Mm-hmm. So I'm not saying I'm the goddess almighty. I wish I could wave a wand and fix things, but I do. My decisions make mm-hmm. my life, create my life.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. Yes. I love it. Well, thank you, my dear. I had such a delightful time speaking with you today, learning more about you. And I want to stay connected. I'll tell you that right now because you're awesome. My kind of lady. Yeah.
Thank you. You're my kind of goddess too.
And I wish you all the best and love and joy that you can have out of your life. And appreciate you so much for being here. And I also want to thank all of you out there who are listening and who are watching. Thank you as well. And I got to remember the next time I do this, I want to give some shout outs. I've gotten some wonderful reviews from people lately on Apple and Podchaser.com. Ooh. So if you want to leave a review for Live, Love, Engage, I would love for you to do that. You can just go to, I think it is, just go to podchaser.com and look for Live, Love, Engage, and that would be great. And I promise I'm going to start remembering to give you a shout out the next time. So until that next time we meet again here, I encourage you as always to go out and live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically. Did you know that a majority of entrepreneurs tend to discount the importance of their work? And a good number feel their success is simply due to luck. I know from personal experience that self-doubt can keep you from having the kind of life and business you desire. That's why I've created a free guide called Uniquely You, How to Move from Self-Doubt to Self-Love in 4 Simple Steps. To claim your free guide, go to liveloveengage.gift. That's liveloveengage.gift.